The Wyoming Game and Fish Commission meets in Laramie earlier this month with Habitat, a big talking point. I'm Ray Hageman. This is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Stay tuned. The Wyoming Game and Fish Commissioners concluded its final meeting of the year this month in Laramie. The commission heard and approved several key department presentations and funding requests. Jim Wassing, Landscape Conservation Initiative Coordinator for the Game and Fish, presented a final draft of the statewide habitat plan for 2026 through 2030, and the commission voted to approve the plan. Wassing says, "We would like to thank everyone involved, including the external partners and stakeholders who were involved with the plan revision." He says it's a collaborative effort that cannot be successful without the help of those who took time to provide feedback to help us shape our plan and set it up for success. Now, the statewide habitat plan serves as a unified roadmap for game and fish habitat protection and enhancement efforts. The newly approved plan is the fifth since the original plan in 2001. The plan addresses conservation of terrestrial and aquatic habitat along with migration paths, habitat conservation, and restoration. The latest revision emphasizes a systematic approach to prioritizing areas that have high conservation values, areas Game and Fish plans to restore, and priority areas for fish and wildlife migrations. The plan features 25 strategies and 93 specific actions to be implemented across various Game and Fish divisions. In other topics, Game and Fish reported a positive year for its public engagement efforts in education and outreach. Education Supervisor Ashley Leonard says that in fiscal year 2025, Game and Fish programs reached 30,371 participants across 284 programs. The Hunter Education Program certified 3,608 new students. Volunteer and staff instructors spent nearly 9,000 hours instructing hunter education courses. School-based initiatives, including Trout in the Classroom, the National Archery in the Schools program, and Conservation Crates, combined to reach more than 13,600 Wyoming students. Game and Fish's 9 summer camps, including 3 Becoming an Outdoors Woman camps, 3 family camps, 2 youth camps, and a collegiate program, continue to remain popular as well. The next commission meeting will be January 13th and 14th at Game and Fish headquarters in Cheyenne. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, brought to you by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.